Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTrix.com.
Hey, this is Chris Angel, and you're listening to a man who knows more about me than I do, the ultimate mind freak, Justin Robert Young.
This is the iTrix.com Chris Angel Watch Podcast for the week ending April 13th, 2008. I'm Justin Robert Young. Did Robin Leach spill the beans on the name of Chris's new show? In his post about Chris's future with his Miss USA gal pal Veronica Grabowski, he casually dropped the following sentence. Chris is scheduled next week to move into his new theater at the Luxor and begin the onstage work for his new $150 million Cirque du Soleil Believe Magic Spectacular. It's tentatively set to open in previews on July 31st, with a gala opening penciled in for September 12th. Believe has been a popular guest from some of our Chris Angel Watch listeners. This is the first time we've seen a media outlet report the name without a qualifier. But the post that may have spilled the beans was actually about the situation Angel faced with his new girlfriend, Veronica Grabowski. That is, if she would have won the Miss USA title. As stipulated by winning the contest, Miss USA is based out of Manhattan and is required to go on a year-long whirlwind tour of charity appearances. This would have made it very difficult for Chris to see her while he is filming Mind Freak and performing at the new Luxor show. Of course, Veronica did not win the Miss USA contest, so the point is moot for now. Also, Norm Clark of the Las Vegas Review-Journal dispelled any rumor that the pair are married after they were spotted with matching rings. The Vegas Eye reports that Lisa Angeline was given the distinction of becoming the first Miss LAX earlier this week. Along with a $50,000 check, she was announced the winner by Chris Angel, who will allow her a guest appearance in the upcoming Mind Freak season. The contest has been going on for 3 months. Angeline was selected among 40 finalists. Fox's Pop-Tarts gossip column dropped an interesting tidbit this week amongst their retelling of the Angel-Grabowski relationship. Tarts had been told that Angel is launching his very own Mind Freak bar inside the LAX club this Friday, coinciding with the Miss USA crowning. Now, this would make sense for a few reasons. First, Angel has been advertised as hosting the festivities and was photographed with Veronica at LAX that very evening. Second, Robin Leach reported way back in November that Angel was working with the folks who run Pure Nightclub and own LAX to open a Luxor night spot. We didn't see any official reports from the party itself, so if there were any LAX partygoers from Friday listening right now, you are encouraged to give us the scoop. Disclaimer, take this with a grain of salt, but we did get it from a trusted source. The beard sported by Chris Angel earlier this year has been rumored to be a side effect from long hours or possibly a prop needed for his role in the upcoming Mandrake film. However, we were informed from somebody in the know a different likely scenario. Allegedly, Cirque du Soleil has a tradition where stars of upcoming shows have to abstain from shaving. This apparently has its roots in the world of hockey, where players traditionally grow playoff beards when they get to the postseason. Since Cirque is based in Montreal, that would kind of make sense. So there you have it, one explanation, thanks to our anonymous source. And now, some feedback from our listeners. Loyal Pebbles has something to say. Hey, Justin, I'm a first-time writer and a long-time listener. You know how they say that there's no Mind Freak for the week? Well, actually, there is, because we still have our DVDs and can watch them on iTunes. Oh, yeah, I'm smarticles. From Loyal Pebbles. Well, we stand corrected, Pebbles. Loyal Jenny has a shout-out. Hey, guys. Well, I don't have any questions, but I do want to give a shout-out to my loyal friends, Code of the Arts, Mini Mind Freaking Chrissy, who's going to have a baby. Lucky her. One more shout-out to my best friend's sister, Abby. Hugs, hugs, hugs. Loyal Jenny. Kristen has a crazy story to tell. Back in January, my parents took me and my three friends to Vegas for my 21st birthday. My friends and I went to the Luxor to see if Chris Angel was there, and he was! There was a large crowd outside his production office and store. It was a bit difficult for me to get through because I'm in a wheelchair, but I managed to get right in front of the window of his office. When Chris walked out of his office, he gave me a huge hug and said I was beautiful. At the time, I had my parents' camera, and that was a piece of beep. Chris Angel's assistant tried to take a picture of us, but the flash wouldn't go. Chris took out his wallet, gave me $200, and told me to go buy myself a new camera and to come back tomorrow. I was so in shock, I was speechless. The next night, my friends and I go to the Luxor to get my picture taken with Chris Angel with my new camera. Chris was saying he was thinking of working with a wheelchair for one of his stunts. He asked how fast my wheelchair went if I spun it, and I said, I'll show you. Every time I use my camera, I think of Chris Angel. Thanks again for the time to meet with me and for the camera. I will never forget that night. Love always, number one loyal, Kristen. Michaela has a question. Hey, Justin. Okay, so my parents said that we'd go see Chris's new show this year. Yay! But has there been any word on how or when to get tickets, or if the Ultimate Loyals get access to pre-sale tickets? I would love to start planning. Do you know anything? God bless. Loyal Michaela from Atlanta, Georgia. Well, there are still no word yet on tickets. However, we do know that the grand premiere is set for September 12th, so you can assume that tickets would theoretically go on sale a few months before that. Oh, snap! It's KT exclamation point. Yo, Justin. And my best friend Eva just left. She's going to Canada for the next 2 weeks. She's also a loyal, but I'm going to have to be alone for the next 2 weeks. But at least I'll have my fave cousin Brittany to spend the entire April vacay with, because let's just say our parties are like the best. I'm so excited. And oh, wow, I usually know what to say, but today, not sure. Go Chris Angel, I guess. LOL. With love always, Katie exclamation point. And what follows are enough exclamation points to choke a horse. If you'd like to hear your questions or comments on this podcast, email show@itricks.com. How much Mind Freak is there on TV this week? A big fat goose egg. Zero. Nothing. Of course, as Pebbles pointed out, you could always pop in a DVD. Or when you're in need for a Mind Freak fix, episodes are always available for download on the iTunes Store as well as the Xbox Live Marketplace. For up-to-the-minute Chris Angel news, subscribe to our dedicated RSS feed, and if you have a question or comment, please email show@itricks.com. You can also leave a voice message by clicking on the Talk to Us icon on the right sidebar of the main iTricks page. Also, for discussion of all the week's magic news, including Chris Angel, make sure you add the iTricks Magic Week in Review to your iTunes subscription. For the iTricks.com Chris Angel Watch Podcast, I'm Justin Robert Young.
Thanks to all you, the loyal, for listening to Justin Robert Young, the ultimate mind freak. If you want more info on me, you know where to go, chrisangel.com. Thanks. Ciao.
iTricks.com.